Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Brandon Melamed from the Department of Synagogue Initiatives, filling in for Rabbi Naftali Herman this week. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the sixth day of the month of Adar here in the United States, and already Yom Shlishi in Eretz Yisrael. We are so thankful to Hashem that all of the hostages from October 7th have finally been brought home, and we continue to pray for everyone else who needs health and blessings in any way. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ron Yitzchak Eisenman from Congregation Ahavas Israel in Passaic, New Jersey, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Eisenman's remarks, we will recite together three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, together in Hebrew and English, followed by a Mishaberach for the Chayalim, and we will conclude with a Mishaberach Echolim, at which point Rabbi Eisenman will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those who we are davening for. To receive the Daily Tehillim reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim Call. That's ou.org/TEHILLIMCALL. One more time, ou.org/TEHILLIMCALL. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Eisenman.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that introduction. Very appreciated. So many of us, especially on the east coast of the northeast coast of the United States, are in the midst of a very large blizzard, of a blizzard of monumental, we haven't seen this in a long time. So I thought it would be appropriate to say over a beautiful Dvar Torah from a pasuk we say actually all of us every single day, a verse that we say every day in our regular, normal davening, our daily davening. And that is in the Hallelukas in Tehillim Kuf Mem Zayin 147, Pasuk 15. So Pasuk Tesvav, so the Pasuk says, the verse says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he talks about different things here, Shalechim Rasoaret, and then it says, which is Pasuk 16, which I want to focus on, HaNosen Shela Kasamer Kefor Ke'efer Yifazer. Hashem sends snow down like wool, sends snow down like wool onto the ground, and Kefor, and frost, Ke'efer Yifazer, he scatters frost like ashes onto the ground. So a beautiful understanding of this verse I heard from my good friend Rabbi Akiva Malis. He's the young rabbi of the Young Israel in Memphis, Tennessee, a good friend of mine. He shared with me a beautiful thought on this pasuk, which is so appropriate for today, from the Imre Emes, the second Ger Rebbe, Avraham Mordechai Alter, the second Ger Rebbe. But the Rebbe explains, HaNosen Shela Katzamer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives snow, Katzamer, based on the wool, meaning that people have, meaning Hashem is sending snow to those places which have a supply of wool to be able to deal with the snow. Thankfully, I'm sitting here in a warm office, notwithstanding the cold, the snow, the frost which is outside. So Hashem gives Shelag when there's Katzamer, based on the appropriate amount of wool that those people that they're in those places that have that. So too, he sends frost. Kfor, Ke'efer Yifazer, and again, if the Hebrew, the alliteration is so much more beautiful in the Hebrew, Kfor, Ke'efer Yifazer, you have the alliteration of the kaf sound, the resh sound, and the pay sound, which is a little bit lost in the English, but frost, he scatters like ashes, meaning those places which have the ability to have burn things to get rid of the frost, so that's when Hashem sends the frost. The idea being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he tests us, when he gives us tests, when he gives us those challenges, he gives them in a way that hopefully we also have the resources to deal with those challenges. And thankfully, even us, notwithstanding the cold and the sore, it's difficult for many of us and challenging. Nevertheless, thankfully, I hope all of us are warm, hopefully are well protected, both in our clothes and our heating systems in the home. And this hopefully is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, notwithstanding the difficulty of the snow, but we have the tamer, we have the wool, we have the wherewithal to deal with it. And this should be a lesson lesson for life, that no matter what the challenges are in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, some will always supply us the viable solutions to deal with the challenges that we have in life, and so too in all aspects of our life. I'd like to go ahead and to move now to the three Tehillim. We'll be reciting Tehillim, first 20, Tehillim Chof. L'mnatzeach mizmor l'David, yancho Adonai b'yom tzara, yisakev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrecha mikodesh u'mitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol minchosecha ve'olosecha yidash nesela, yiten lecha kilvavecha v'chol atascha yimalei. Niran and Obi Yeshua Secha Ubishem Eloheinu Nidgol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalo Secha Ata Yadati Ki Hoshia Adonai Mishicho Ya'anehu Mishmei Kocho Bigvuros Yesha Yimino Ela Varechav V'Ela Vasusim V'Nachnu V'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Hema Karu V'Nafolo V'Nachnu Kamnu V'Nis Odod Adonai Hoshia Hamelech Ya'anehu V'Yom Karenu. We move now to Tehillim Kufchof Aleph 121. Shilam Alois, Esa Enoi El Harim, Ein Yavo Ezri, Ezri Meim Adonai, Osei Shamayim Voretz, Al Yitem Lamot Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha, Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tzilecha, Al Yad Yiminecha, Yomam Hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach ba'loila. Adonai yishmorcha mikora, yishmor es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeisecha uvoecha, me'ata v'yadolam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed 130. Shiramalos mi mamakim krosicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli. Tihiena ozdecha kashuvos lekol tachanunoi, imavonos tishmorio, Adonai mi yamod, ki imecho haselicho, leman tivorei, ki visi Adonai ki vesa nafshi, vledvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai hachesed v'arbei mofidus. V'hu yifte es Yisrael mikol avoyno sov. Una recite Achenu. Please note, we'll be inserting in Achenu, not just, we say, between the Yam and the Abasha, the sea, and the dry land, but also Bavir in the air, as we need our pilots to be protected as well. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael hanisunim batzara uvashivya homdim bein bayam bein bayabasha bein baavir hamakom yirachem alehem veyotiem mitzara lirvacha umeafeila lora umishibud legula hashta bagala uvizman kari venomar amein. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivities, be they on the sea or land or even in the air, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom now, swiftly and soon, and let us say, Amen. We will now say the Mishnah Berurah, the prayer for the Israeli Defense Forces, L'chayalei Tzahal. My own grandson was just recently inducted into the Hashmonaim unit of the IDF. Mishnah Berurah Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Hu yivarech es chayalei tzva ha'gana liYisrael ve'anshei kolchos habitachon ha'omdim al mishmar arzenu v'yarei Eloheinu megvul halvanon v'ad midvar mitzrayim u'min hayom ha'gadol ad levo haravo u'v'chom makom shehem bayabasha ba'avir u'bayom yiten Adonai es oyvenu hakamim aleinu nigafim lifnehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatziel Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka U'Mikol Nera U'Machala V'Yishlach Beracha V'Hatzlacha B'Chol Maaseh Yideihem Yadber Soneinu Tachteihem V'Yaterem B'Keser Yeshua U'Vateres Nitzachon V'Yikuyam Bahem HaKasav Ki Adonai Eloheichem ha'olech imachem, lilachem lachem, im oivechem, lo she'eschem v'noimar, amen. And finally, we'll say the Mishaberech for the cholim, the prayer for the sick. I'll pause at the appropriate place to allow everyone listening to insert the name of those individuals they know who need refuah, who need to be healed. Mishaberech avoseinu Abraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, Moshe v'Aharon David u'Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yirapeh es hacholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lahachlimam Ularaposam Ulahachzikam Ulahachayosam Vishlach Lahem Mehera Rifua Shlema Mina Shamayim Lachol Evereim Ulachol Gideim Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael Rifuas HaNefesh Rifuas HaGuf Hashto Bagalo Ubizman Kariv Vinomar Amen. We should only have Besoros Tovos. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Eisenman. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. Rabbi Herman will be back on next week on Monday, and I would like to thank our colleague Rebecca Levy for all of her help coordinating the call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 10 a.m. Pacific time and 8 p.m. Israel time, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world. Have a great day.